Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Venkat Ayadevara, and I'm a program manager on the Outlook ecosystem team, and I'm going to be talking about the latest Outlook-related APIs in Microsoft Graph. So, the REST APIs we offer, give you access to a large user base, hundreds of millions of users, extremely engaged users, based on how we see them interact with Outlook. And we have worked very hard to make sure that the APIs we offer come across as very intuitive, easy to use, especially for somebody who's used REST APIs, and that these APIs give you tight scopes to use with OAuth, which makes sure that you only get the data the application actually needs, and there is no accidental exposure of data. So Microsoft Graph is the main API endpoint we are asking our partners to use to build your applications. There's many, many advantages to it. Number one, it's a single API endpoint with a single auth token, which you can use to access many services in Microsoft, ranging from Exchange Online or Outlook, OneDrive, SharePoint, Azure Active Directory, and much, much more. And it also gives you access to both users in the cloud and some of the users on premises if the customer has set up what's called a hybrid configuration, where some users are existing in the cloud and some users are on site. This is true for Exchange. And whether you're building scenarios for work or you're building scenarios for education or for personal, or even better, if your scenarios or applications span all three domains, then Graph gives you access to those users and lets you build these scenarios. There's a lot of valuable data and insights which are provided through this endpoint. And for worldwide except China, there's just one API endpoint you can go hit. So discovery is much easier. And for China, we do have a separate endpoint. So with that, I also want to talk about Outlook endpoint. So we want to mainly have you go through Graph, Microsoft Graph, because it's very, very convenient. However, there are a small number of cases where Microsoft Graph may not yet have the functionality you need for Outlook. In that case, we give you a workaround by making sure you can use the Outlook endpoint to access that functionality. We're working very, very hard to make the gaps between the two endpoints zero so that you can always use Graph. But for now, please use the Outlook endpoint as a fallback if Microsoft Graph doesn't have the functionality you need. So let's quickly talk about what's new in Microsoft Graph for Build related to Outlook. The first API I want to talk about is Find Meeting Times. This lets you as an app build experiences for users where they can easily schedule meetings with others for whatever discussion or interaction they want to have. And the way this Find Meeting Times works is it takes in a set of people. You can have as many as you want. It takes some constraints around what the duration of the meeting is, any constraints around the time window within which you want to schedule the meeting, location constraints, and also an indication of whether you need everyone to be available for the meeting or you're willing to accept 80%, let's say, of people. That comes in really handy if you're doing large gatherings, and the scopes are listed right here. So this is very, very, this is a new API, and it's using server-side smarts to figure out the meeting suggestions based on the requirements. So the API, you just provide the criteria. We figure out what the best meeting time suggestions are, and we provide it back to you. And you can display it back to your user. So with that, let me quickly switch over to a demo. So I'm going to switch over to the browser, and what you see here is the Graph Explorer. This is a convenient way for you to try out the Microsoft Graph APIs. And you can see that I'm already logged in as Megan Bowen, and any calls which are being made are being made as her. Now, she has already granted consent to the Graph Explorer, so you're not going to see the consent dialog. And what you see in the URL here is the URL you would call. Under V1, find meeting times. And in the request body, this is just JSON, it's very easy. You do a list of attendees. And then you list the constraints. Now the constraints, there's a large set of constraints you can provide. I've got a very basic one, which just says, hey, here's the range. Basically, set up the meeting between the 17th of May, either 17th, 18th, or 19th of May. And with that, it's a 1-hour duration, and I need everyone to be available. So when I run this query, you will see that the graph, basically the Microsoft graph, returns a set of meeting suggestions. So you can see here there is the confidence, which basically means everybody is available during that time. And it also tells you the reason. This is very helpful when you're debugging your app. And it also gives you the exact meeting slot. And the best part is it also gives you location suggestions. And these are based on locations you have used when you have set up meetings in the past. And so in this case, these are favorite locations for Megan. So you get a set of suggestions. So very, very convenient. And it avoids having you to build a complex grid and have the user manually pick a slot, which is free for everybody. So with that, I'm going to switch back to the PowerPoint and talk about additional improvements we've made. As I said before, Graph lets you access on-premises Exchange 2016 users if the customer has a hybrid tenant in Office 365, which means they choose to keep some of the users on their own premises on Exchange server and many users in the cloud. In this case, we have a few setup steps the admin has to take to make access through the Graph to Microsoft Graph possible for these users on premises. And what we have now done is we have updated a tool all these administrators use called Hybrid Config Wizard to automate those setup steps and make it much more likely that administrators of Exchange for our customers have actually completed the steps and therefore enabled this access to on-premises users. We also have a very popular API on the Outlook API endpoint tasks, and it's used by our own apps as well, such as Microsoft To Do. And we have now made these available in preview in Microsoft Graph. And you can look at groups of tasks. You can look at task folders. These are constructs available in Outlook for a user. You can look at the tasks. You can do basic CRUD operations. You can mark tasks as complete. And the scopes are provided there. So we're really excited about this. This will be available at the time of build. And we're hoping that all of you can do really interesting integrations with these. Other updates made to Microsoft Graph are, number one, mailbox settings. Mailbox settings is an API which lets you get users out of office status, their preferred language, preferred time zone. And what we found is, originally the only permission available was .read/write, because we thought many apps would do both get and set. But we're finding increasingly a number of you want to just read these settings. They have no interest in setting them. And so we've given you a much more tightly scoped .read permission. Also, if you're playing in the Internet of Things space, often you're working with devices where there's no built-in HTML support. And we have given you a way to get back a message, a body, or event body, which you may choose to display or process in plain text. There's a bunch of other features which we have rolled out. I'm not going to go into each one of them. But all of them go to us basically starting to light up richer and richer functionality. And any user feature available through Outlook, we want to make it available through Graph. And we would love for your feedback in the preview when they are in the beta stage so that we can actually push them to V1.0. With that, I'm going to switch tracks. And like I said, there's a small number of features which are available today in the Outlook REST API endpoint, which we're working still to bring to Graph. And let's go through them. So number one, rich notifications. One of the things we found when we, in our own app, Outlook on iOS, is sometimes it's important when a notification comes in for new mail that the app can render a toast for the user just to let them know about the notification. And they want to do it without making an entire round trip to the server to fetch the message. Rich notifications lets you do that. And what you do is you select to specify the exact properties you need to populate the toast. And we will return that as part of the webhook. And if you need more details, you can fetch the actual item. So one thing to keep in mind, in general, notifications, subscriptions have 3-day subscription lifetime. And if you're using rich notifications, we ask you to come back and renew it every day. This is because we're returning additional properties in the notification. And so with that, let's again switch back to a quick demo. So I'm going to switch to the browser. We last time looked at the API Explorer for Graph. There's a similar one for the Outlook API endpoint. And what I've done is, again, I've logged in as Megan. And you can see that when you set up the notification, you do it as by using first while subscribing. And this is outlook.office.com, and you see the subscriptions. It's in beta, so this is not in production yet. And if you look with the request editor, you can see that in the body, I'm setting this subscription, and I'm saying, give me whenever a new event is created in the calendar, and tell me the subject when you notify me that the new event was created. So the first thing to do is send this. So we want to make sure the subscription is created, and you can see here that the subscription was created. So now let's go to Megan's Outlook, the Outlook web app. So here I have a invite ready to go, and she's going to send this roadmap discussion meeting. There's a few people added. And so let's see what happens when she does this. And so you can see that the roadmap discussion showed up in the calendar. Now, what happens to the app, because it registered for subscriptions, I'm going to go to the endpoint listening for these subscriptions. So I'm going to say refresh. And you can see here, a new notification showed up. And the key point here is that in addition to the ID of the item, of the event, you also get back the subject. So really powerful and really convenient, especially if you're building apps on where minimizing round trips is really important, such as a mobile app. So with that, I'm going to switch back to the PowerPoint. And one other thing I want to talk about is batching. So batching is, again, very, very useful when you're doing a large set of operations against a single user's mailbox. And you can minimize round trips by sending them all in one batch. We had it in preview, and we got really useful feedback from you. And so we have released it in V2.0, incorporating the feedback. The most important one is changing the URL structure to what you see on the slide, so that not just interactive apps, but even daemon apps, which are servicing requests for many, many users, can make requests. So by changing the URL structure, we allow these kinds of daemon apps to make a batch request against one user's mailbox by showing who the user slash ID is, by picking the right ID, and then making a batch request against another user's mailbox. So a single batch can only go against a single mailbox, but the app can still process multiple users by doing multiple batches, and clearly indicating which user the batch applies to. So once again, I'm going to switch, do a simple demo, and you can see here, this is a tool called Fiddler we can use for debugging. And the raw request itself is where you can see that there is a post. It's going to the endpoint called batch. And you know, it has an OAuth token. And then it's got these batches which are using MIME OData protocol, OData spec. And it's asking for the top message, the top event, and the top contact. And when you process this, what happens is you can see here in this response which was returned, all of these are basically returned. So it has returned the status and the top message. It has returned the top event, and it has returned the top contact. So that was a quick demo of batching. Very useful, again, if you want to make your app really, really efficient. So I want to, we gave you a quick idea of what Outlook-related updates are being made for build in Graph and in the Outlook endpoint. A ton of related sessions which are available for Graph, which show you kind of the different types of powerful apps you can build. And we also have a lot of neat resources. I encourage you to go check these out. Documentations, you can get in touch with us on Stack Overflow, and stay on top of announcements on the blog site I've displayed on the slide. And so with that, yep, go check these out, and happy coding. Thank you.